Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, start your engines. It's time for I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
Oh my god, your cupcakes are so gorgeous. Let's go make out now.
Greetings, cheers.
Hola.
Do not talk. I am at war.
Dark, right? I love listening to y'all. You know why? Because I feel like I'm just sitting around listening to two really cool guys talk.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Hello, Scotchos.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
I think I'll get my lesbian card revoked.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
My wife jokes with me that I'm like a salt lick.
Matt and Jay, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a man who I would love to sequester.
That's
the irrepressible J Man.
Hola. Hola. Forgot about the applause already. Look at me.
Yes, you did. That's okay,
welcome,
Jay.
Everybody.
Because last Saturday I was slow on the cheers because I was waiting for the horror. The horror.
Just crossing people up, mixing it up, getting different.
Yep.
All right. So how's it going, Matt, man?
Oh, not bad. Gloomy, rainy, just dreary. Dreary actually applies. It's like 39 degrees and just cloudy and damp.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, that's about the way it is here. They said we might get some snow early this morning. Of course, we didn't, again.
Of course.
Oh, it's Sunday, Monday night. What day was it? What's today, Wednesday? Yeah, Monday night, they got snow over in Fayetteville to Joplin to Springfield, all around that. But, oh, no, not here.
Nope,
not even enough to cover the cars.
That's sad.
It's very unfortunate, but that's life.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm pretty good. Yeah. And we have a few people in the chat room. We got, well, fewer people in the chat room. We have a guest.
And then we have a chance, guest. Come on.
Yeah. But of course, we have the woman who puts a smile on our face every day.
Oh, yeah.
The lovely Jamie.
Miss Jamie. Canada Jamie.
Canada Jamie.
Right there. And shout out to Jamie and her mother, who's doing much better.
Yes.
That was good to hear last night.
Yes. However, since she has come out of ICU, I have a shout out to a friend of mine who went into ICU. And that would be the affable and lovable Pizza Bill.
Oh, man.
Yeah, former employee of the beer mine and still a regular patron. He thought he had the flu Monday. He was kind of throwing up, getting sick, not feeling well. Well, it turned out it was his appendix.
Oh.
It didn't completely burst, which can be very troublesome. But
yes.
A small puncture hole developed, so they just put him in ICU for precautionary reasons, clean out all that poison.
Mm-hmm.
And he should be home in a couple of days. But a shout-out to Pizza Bill, nonetheless.
All right. Well, glad you're doing better,
mm-hmm.
Pizza. Pizza man.
I bet the nurses don't like him because he's probably in there being all crusty.
Probably so. And his jokes are so cheesy.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Wait, Matt, we have breaking news right off the top here.
Really? What's that?
We need a breaking news sound file.
That was pretty good.
News. Miss Delaware Teen USA, Melissa King, has resigned.
Oh. Immediately.
After her porn video surfaced.
Oh, no. And how old is Miss Teen Delaware?
Well, I don't know, but apparently she made the video about 3 days after becoming 18.
And you know what a lot of people said about that?
Yeah. Oh, thank God I'm finally 18. I can go do my porno movie now.
Oh, God. What goes through these people's minds?
I don't know, but the video was found on the Real Amateur Girls website, girlsdoporn.com. Hey, guys, if you're looking for anybody to sponsor.
You know, maybe we could get that website to sponsor our radio show, Jay.
Maybe so.
Since someone else is dragging their feet.
I know. And we might just go to the natural bottom of the barrel that we knew we would end up at anyway.
Yeah, well.
Why do you always have to appeal to the lowest common denominator? Well, it just ends up that way.
That's right.
I don't know.
It's not that we set out to do that.
Right, it just happens. Nice sip of a cold, refreshing Pepsi.
Really? How is it?
Oh, it's delicious. And when I decided not to give up Pepsi for Lent, it became even more delicious.
I'm sure it did.
More satisfying.
You know, it's been 3 weeks since I've had any Rose or Steel Reserve.
Ooh.
Of course, yeah. Now that we carry Mickey's Malt Liquor at the beer
well,
line.
There you go.
At 706 South Burnett Road in Bagwan, Ohio. it's taken the edge off.
That's good. Everybody's rushing to Google and do a little Google Street View of the beer mine now. But, that worked out pretty nicely, you know. I mean, giving up Rose and Steel Reserve, but, you know, not alcohol completely.
No. That. That's crazy talk.
not even for Jesus would you
no.
do that.
No, God, no.
So, all right.
Because I couldn't do that, Jay, because if I did still go to church on Sunday, I'd have to drink the wine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, then you get Sundays off, remember?
Well, some people do.
Right.
Lackluster Catholics do.
Girly man Catholics.
Yeah. Big Apostle John Catholics. Yeah, boy. There's a flaming apostle for you.
And you know it.
Ugh.
Real quick, I did want to give a shout out. If you listen to our open, we've been changing the opening quite a bit here lately. We've added a lot of different sound files, audios from previous shows, and one of them that we added on there was our newest good friend, Miss mm-hmm. Debbie Daly.
Oh yeah,
who was on the show last Saturday, was spectacular,
awesome.
Wonderful, wonderful appearance by DD.
Yeah.
By old Double D, by D squared.
Uh-huh.
And so we tossed one of her sound files in there into the show open also. So.
And she has a wonderful accent.
Excellent. Nice Texas girl.
Yeah, because she has opinions.
She does.
And a lot of things happened to her back in 2010.
Ten. Yeah. And she's Miss Know It All.
Yeah.
So cute.
But today we got a lot. Oh my God.
No, there's a lot to go. Yeah.
Oh,
a lot to get
God.
Through.
Oh my God.
There's a lot happening in the world, and yeah. people are looking to us to
break it all down.
Oh, yeah. We're going to provide the expert analyses.
Yes.
And so first thing, I guess this morning they swore in the Chuckmeister.
Yeah. Chuck
the Hagel man.
Yeah.
Chuck Hagel is our new befuddled-looking Secretary of Defense.
Yes, but he's all, in all fairness, he's always had that look on his face.
Well, he has. But I want to tell you, though, I was a bit surprised. He does look like he's aged a little more rapidly than I thought he might have since leaving the Senate. Normally, you leave the Senate and you make a comeback, you know, physically, and you look better, and, you know, you're not as worn out. But
right.
I guess all those speeches to the friends of Hamas wore him down a bit.
You would think the warm words and kindness of Senator McCain would have perked him up a little. But no.
Maybe.
No. But I think it's amazing that in spite of his two Purple Hearts, his Army Commendation Medal, his Vietnamese Gallantry Cross, and he overcame all that and was still confirmed as Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, well, you know, all of that was just proof of his hatred of America.
Exactly.
You know, getting shot at, you know, while defending your country at war proves how much you hate America. We learned that from John Kerry.
Yeah, that's right.
absolutely.
Well, and there was that Benghazi thing that he had nothing to do with. But
well, that was that, you know.
See, he should have seen that coming. That's why they were mad at him about it.
All right. Why didn't he head that off as a private citizen?
Exactly.
So anyway, he's the new SecDef, as the insiders say.
Yeah, as the cool people say.
Yeah.
SecDef.
Yeah.
That is kind of hot.
I like it.
Oh, I bet he could pick up some chicks at the bars now.
Oh, sure, why not?
What do you do? I'm SecDef.
Yeah. All right.
So much for Chuck Hagel. All right.
Yeah, well, congrats to him.
Yeah, enjoy your aircraft carriers there, buddy. That will not be going out to sea.
Because of the sequester.
Ho-ho!
Segway.
Uh-huh. Yep. Cutting the
literary technique of the Segway.
Cutting a cool $85 billion out of the budget. Whew, boy, wow.
And doing it the logical way.
Mm-hmm.
Just hacking it. Just hack the money
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no reason to cut, you know, programs that don't work and
no.
you know, that aren't needed anymore. We just cut a little bit of everything.
Yeah. You know, like daycare and aircraft
mm-hmm.
carriers. And
right. You know, right now is the perfect time to cut 10%, 15% from our cyber defense teams.
Well, yeah, because that's not been in the news lately. The Chinese.
Not at all.
No, they're not trying to hack anything.
No, no, everything's cool. No reason to worry about that. No, let's lay off a bunch of our defense contractors because it's not like we've turned a lot of our national defense over to those people. It's not like they're doing, you know, so much of the job or anything. But anyway, I will tell you.
Yes.
Our buddy Dick Morris got loose this morning on the sequester.
And I'm sorry I missed
it. He really broke it down for us.
And what did Dick have to say?
See, the economy is going into the tank again, and Obama is going to use the sequester cuts to blame the Republicans, and the media is going to go along with it because they don't want to admit it was Obama's huge tax increase.
You know, that was so lifelike. And so Dick Morris, it was really creepy.
And you thought I had a hooker's toes right here in my mouth.
Yes, I did. It sounded like it.
Wait,
and if you and
a pin in my, oh, if you ever put a pin in my mouth and it works, it's even more Dick Morsey.
And if the folks listening in would like to talk to the hooker who has her toes in Jay's mouth, you could call in on the Dick Morse hotline at 661-244-9852.
So anyway, so according to Dick Morse, the economy is in the tank. It's horrible. It's going to be a double dip recession, and he knows about double dipping. Let me tell you.
No kidding.
And that Obama is simply going to use the sequester cuts to blame it on the GOP. The media is going to go along with it. And if only there were a way the Republicans could head this off. I mean, if only the Republicans, you know, if it was just allowed for the Republicans to go onto the House floor and vote to cancel the sequester cuts and call his bluff.
Yeah, well, the Republicans don't control the House, J-Man.
Obviously,
oh, no,
they don't.
Oh, no, wait a minute. They do, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. Speaker Boehner got back from his 10-day vacation and courageously demanded that the Senate do something.
And I believe he said, get off their ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, had to use some vile language there.
Yes.
To try to provoke the Senate into actually doing something for once.
And unfortunately, in all of his milquetoast glory, Senator Harry Reid, the most effeminate boxer in the world, said, yes, I know he said posterior. And he said, not posterior, posterior. Oh, my God. Take your boxing gloves off and grow a set of nuts, Harry. Oh, my goodness.
And when he said that, was Chuck Schumer right next to him?
No, actually, for once,
wow.
He wasn't.
He must have lost him somewhere in the hallways of the Capitol.
That's because Chuck Schumer knew he was going to use the word posterior.
Maybe so.
Well, I'm not going to be around this.
Well, I thought maybe that, you know, I thought maybe Chuck was, freshening up a bit in the men's room. And then he heard the red light of the TV camera go on and just came rushing out, you know.
Speaking of men's rooms, I did hear something funny on Morning Joe this morning, Jay.
Oh, a funny moment on Morning Joe.
Yeah, Mark Halperin was on there, who has no sense of humor.
No.
But he started chuckling because he went to a Barry Manilow concert last night in D.C. And you know who was sitting in the front row?
Oh, boy.
Larry Craig.
Taking a wide stance at the front row.
And Scarborough even said, did he go to the bathroom? Which I thought was pretty good.
Oh, man. Larry Craig and Mark Halperin are both fan-a-lows. You just let that sink in for a minute.
I don't want to.
Two pretty loathsome people.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So anyway, I guess, oh, man, that's tomorrow, right? Or the day after tomorrow, the sequester cuts. The sequestration.
Yes.
That's a word that we're going to just have to stop using pretty soon. That's getting old.
Yeah, Schmoop's already put that on her list.
Yeah. Anyway, so those go into effect on Friday, and I guess by Monday, America will look like the Dust Bowl again.
Exactly. Or they won't even notice.
Or like most things that the government does, oh, well, the cuts go into effect Monday, but they don't technically happen until April 1 because of the way government accounting works.
Uh-huh.
So it's actually April 1 is when the real deadline is. So we'll recess the Congress and come back on March 26th. And demand that the Senate do something. So, the House is going to do something today.
They are?
They're going to capitulate on the Violence Against Women Act. They have a brain. I love, they can't just pass a bill, right?
No.
They have to devise a scheme by which they allow the Tea Party to vote on some completely ridiculous, moronic idea that nobody will ever accept, it will never pass. And then they're allowed to go ahead and put the actual bill on the floor.
Not sure.
So they're going to vote on the Tea Party version of the Violence Against Women Act, which will exclude gays and Native Americans, and will also have some kind of language about violence against men, too, or something like that. And it will fail, and then the actual Violence Against Women Act that the Senate passed will finally be voted on. And it will get 190 Democratic votes and 40 Republican votes and pass.
It's pretty controversial.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's some people who apparently are in favor of violence against women.
Yeah.
Like people like Seth MacFarlane.
Misogynist.
Sexist.
Horrid
woman,
human being.
Oh, slimy, smug, woman-hating bastard.
He's the American version of Mel Gibson.
Yeah, poor Mel Gibson. He was probably furious at that Nazi joke. But I'm glad that Seth worked in a Mel Gibson joke at the Oscars, because we haven't heard those in a while.
I truly appreciated his Abraham Lincoln joke.
I did, too. I thought it was hilarious. I don't know why people were groaning about it. It was 150 years ago. Give it a rest. But anyway, I thought that Seth MacFarlane did okay. I mean, it's a... hosting the Oscars is a pretty thankless task.
Oh, it is. And it's what's her name? Debbie MacFarlane? Deb MacFarlane? Some chick, pretty popular on Twitter. She is shocked that people are shocked that they didn't know what they were getting.
Well, that's
when
yeah.
they brought Seth MacFarlane in.
Exactly. This is the game everybody plays.
Oh, I know.
You hire Seth MacFarlane to go out there and be Seth MacFarlane, and then pretend to be shocked and outraged that he was Seth MacFarlane, right? It's the same thing with Ricky Gervais, and it was the same thing, even worse, with when Chris Rock hosted, because, well, he's black. But.
Oh,
but they got exactly what they wanted from him. They had a huge increase in viewers under age of 35.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they've been trying to do.
Yeah. I mean, it reminds me of the time then when Clinton was president and they hired Don Imus for the White House correspondent.
And couldn't believe he got up there and went Don Imus on him.
Yeah. I mean, how could you not see that coming? It's Don Imus.
Uh-huh. And same thing when they had Stephen Colbert do it.
Yeah.
They couldn't believe that he got up there and did the Stephen Colbert shtick.
Oh, my God. We are with stupid.
Yeah, we are. And I tell you what, just a warning out there, when Matt and I host the Oscars, you're going to get what you get.
Exactly.
You're going to get some bathroom humor.
Mm-hmm.
Some biting satire.
Mm-hmm. Some shit that'll go over everyone's head.
Yeah, stuff that's a little too subtle for some people, maybe.
Yeah.
A little silliness. And you're going to get, us pointing and giggling when Heidi Klum walks by with her gazongas hanging out.
And people are going to be shocked when she does walk by and you go, how are you doing?
How you doing, old baby? Mm-hmm. I'm Fraulein.
Or I could say, what are you wearing? Oh, nothing.
Or occasionally one could walk by and I'll point and go, whoa, are those new? Excellent. Great accessory.
I'll tell you what was really great when he first started his opening monologue, Seth MacFarlane, at the Oscars. They had like a left angle looking into the crowd shot. And Samuel Jackson and Helen Hunt were sitting there dead-faced, not finding him funny at all.
Yeah, well, that's okay. They are not his target audience.
I found it funny, too. Hey, listen, whore, you took your clothes off on camera, and you're mad at this guy? Give me a break.
Exactly. You know, you noticed how irrelevant you had become in Hollywood, so you decided to go full frontal nudity and play a sex surrogate, and you're gonna criticize him. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You really...
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. You really should have done it 20 years ago.
Yeah, when people were begging you to. Nah, she still looks great.
Yeah, she does look good.
Yeah, even though she is about 13 years younger than I thought she was. But, don't take that personally. Oh, what that reminds me, shout out to Don Novello, Father Guido Sarducci, who we talked about a couple weeks ago. In our Pope show, and I just wanted to send out an I'm with stupid apology and correction. I refer to him as the late great Don Novello. Turns out, Matt, shocking development, he's still alive.
Oh, you have a knack for that.
So, yeah, my bad, Guido. Come on the show and we'll... talk it out.
Yeah, we'll have him and Daryl Dragon on. Who you killed 2 years ago.
And Fred Willard and a few others.
Well,
anyway.
Fred will be busy.
I'm sure.
He'll be in a theater somewhere.
And Frank Bonner, maybe he could come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, the thing about Seth MacFarlane on hosting that, you know, MacFarlane is a writer, and he is an animator, and he does. By the way, people who think that they're, you know, taking shots at Seth MacFarlane by talking about his cartoons that he does, those are not cartoons. Those are animated shows. Cartoons are for children.
Mm-hmm.
Family Guy is a deep, funny, subversive, biting satire, and so is Johnny Bravo.
Oh,
one of the greats of all time, Johnny Bravo, baby.
Oh God! You know what I'm going to have for lunch now? I'm going to have wiener loaf.
There you go,
Johnny Bravo. When Little Rhino. 6 foot 2 Little Rhino was little. That was our favorite show.
Ah, wonderful. I love Johnny Bravo and The Tick, both.
Yep.
So, anyway, and I won't watch the movie Ted, but not because I think it's beneath me to watch something so silly. I'm not going to watch it because I don't want to hate myself when I'm laughing at it. So, anyway, as I was saying, he's a writer. And he's a comedy writer, but he's not a stand-up comedian.
No, there's a big
difference. You could see it. That was one of his problems in the delivery. He clearly wasn't committed to the material that he was, a lot of times, that he was about to deliver.
Yeah.
And it showed. And I will say one of my criticisms of him, a couple of times during the show, he would, before making the joke, he would say, oh, I thought we cut this one. No? Okay. And then he would tell the joke. Which kind of shows he was tanking some of the stuff that the writers had done, because he obviously disagreed with them.
Well, and I think I mentioned that on Twitter that night. It was the material, and of course you mentioned, well, you know, Bruce Valanche isn't dead yet.
Yeah, Bruce Valanche won't die.
Boy, he's clung to that honor. Like,
I know.
Grim death.
Uh-huh. It's like, you know, it's like getting a public sector job, and you just hang on to that bad boy, those
just
benefits.
Like,
and
yeah, just like Pabst. They're still clinging to that blue ribbon they won in 1893.
Some county fair.
Probably Neshoba County.
Probably.
Oh, God.
That was good.
Yeah, he didn't feel he didn't look comfortable. I thought he did a fine job for what he had to work with.
Uh-huh. And I did enjoy his little the routines there when Charlie's Theron and the stripper dude.
Oh, and I love the Sally
the
Field thing.
Routine. And the Sally Field thing was funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why people were angry about that. It didn't make any sense. And that part where he accosted Sally Field in the break room was, what are you talking about?
It looked pretty mutual.
They're actually, you know, it got so bad. It is so out of control in the feminist anger that some of them were actually trying to pretend that he really did come out of nowhere while Sally Field was trying to get a cup of coffee. And they're clinging to the we saw the how horrified Amy Adams and Charlize Theron and others were in the audience during the boob song, and I'm like, that was
part of the video.
It was part of the bit. It was part of the video. It was on the tape. It wasn't live, and we know that because Charlize Theron wasn't in her seat because she was about to come out and dance. And, by the way, Jennifer Lawrence was wearing a different dress than she was actually wearing at the Oscars, so they had taped that part at a different time or something. But anyway, these people. And I tell you what, if the only example that you have of misogyny is his joke about Zero Dark 30 proving that women can never let anything go, then we've really lowered the bar on the definition of misogyny, because that's the most truthful joke ever told.
And the Chris Brown Rihanna joke. Oh.
There was even some chick, some feminist chick yesterday, or, you know, alleged feminist. She couldn't find any other way to attack Seth MacFarlane, so she decided to defend Chris Brown.
As any normal thinking person would.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, what a wonderful human being he is.
Oh,
but, you know, relationships are complicated.
No, they're not.
You know, it goes beyond his sexism, misogyny. Now he's questioning other people's relationships. It's so unfair.
Oh, God. I'll tell you. People need to lighten up.
Oh, they do.
People
are like, oh, bring
you
back
Billy.
You make
that sound so simple. Well, yeah, it really is.
Yeah. And people on Twitter, bring back Billy Crystal. Hey, let's not get carried away. Oh, and that's another, yeah, we don't want somebody who's offensive. Bring back Billy Crystal. Yeah, the guy who did a bit in blackface a year ago. Remember that? Remember
yeah.
The Sammy Davis Jr. bit, which I actually thought was funny.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you're going to do a Sammy Davis Jr. impression, shouldn't he be allowed to do in blackface?
There was some outrage about that.
Yeah. Nobody was outraged when Dave Chappelle did his white guy in whiteface, were they?
No.
No, that was... that was satire or something.
And then, Jay, the Oscar experience, we have the big one. Oh, boy.
The big one?
Yes, the big incident. Where the onion was involved.
Oh, boy. Oh, that was so unfortunate.
Yes.
Calling that sweet, precocious little girl a cunt.
Yes. But let me tell you, I don't know why they shouldn't, because her name is Wallace. What the
Quava.
Fuck is that?
Yeah, what the hell kind of name is Wallace?
It's pretentious. No, not Wallace, the first name. Oh, my God, I just got that.
I was like, okay, never mind. Over your head, I guess.
That was kind of like your West Bank joke.
No, I can't pronounce her name. Quavin thing?
Something. That's good enough.
Anyway, nice girl, sweet girl. And,
yeah.
You know, the onion, the problem, here's the problem for the
okay.
Onion. Let me break it down for you here, okay?
All right.
It's not that wasn't funny, because it was funny.
Yes.
And the reason it was funny was because you have to take that joke in context.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with Twitter, is that there's no context provided.
Right.
So if you followed the Oscars, they spent days going on and on and on about how this little girl is the most wonderful creature on earth.
Mm-hmm.
They were just patting her on the head and patronizing her and really talking down to her. And telling her they were telling her, but she's just the sweetest, funniest, most wonderful person ever. She's a breath of fresh air. So the Onion, being experts in comedy, took that and turned it on its head.
Mm-hmm.
And said, nobody else will say it, but that Quavin Zane is a real cunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's funny.
It is.
That's funny. Now, and people say, well, they could have used a different word. No. You either use the word cunt or you don't do the joke. Oh, well, okay, maybe they shouldn't have done the joke. But that's not the point, because they did do the joke.
Because bitch doesn't apply.
Right.
No.
Right. Well, now, bitch is no longer a bad word. Remember, women decided that you know, they would wear T-shirts that say, you say I'm a bitch, like that's a bad thing. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was during the Alanis Morissette, Meredith Jones period in music.
Right. So there was only one word they could use that would have the necessary and the panache or whatever. The je ne sais quoi. That little something. That would make that joke work.
Yeah.
And I hated the Onion's apology. Not that they apologized. Although they probably shouldn't have. They probably should have said, you know, that's who we are.
No, they should have tweeted, fuck you.
Yeah. Well, actually, their apology should have been something like, God, we feel like the biggest cunts in the world right now. Oh. But that what I hated about it was the appropriate steps are being taken to discipline the people.
Yeah.
That infuriated me, because one, it's bullshit. They're not
yep.
doing that. And two, is they did exactly what they were hired to do, just like Seth McFarlane.
Exactly.
Bringing it all together, right? We bring it all together. We throw
mm-hmm.
out a concept, we bring it together at the end. We're professionals.
Exactly.
Anyway, so I mean that's what the Onion does. They, you know, they've done stuff way more offensive than that.
I still keep an Onion anthology in my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite editorials is by a guy named Fritz Becker, and the title is, Son, You're Always Going to Remember Your First Time, Because I'm Going to Film It.
Yeah. And well, right after the Chris Dorner stuff, the Onion had one of the best headlines ever, and it was Los Angeles residents on edge as LAPD gets back to normal. You know, so a lot of their stuff is you know, good social commentary also.
Oh, God,
and then,
yes.
Sometimes, and then sometimes they go, you know, like with the during the David Petraeus scandal, where they had a headline that said, Americans horrified to discover we're at war with Afghanistan while catching up on Petraeus' sex scandal.
I know. That's good stuff.
Yeah, sometimes they really nail it. And this time they, yeah, you know. Yeah. It was funny, but it was, you know, it was a little too much of a, you know. And there, you know, there's too many people on, you know, out there that weren't watching the Oscars, didn't know who this girl was, or didn't know the kind of over-the-top fawning people were doing over her to get why they would do that joke.
Well, I get why they do that. When they panned to her when her name was announced, did you see her clapping? Oh, it's all about me. Oh, boy. Get over yourself, you little punk.
Yeah, well, see, and that's also the only one they could have done that joke about. I mean, sure, Jennifer Lawrence is getting, you know, incredible press from everybody except Matt Mann. But they couldn't have done that joke about her because it just wouldn't have worked. I mean, she's,
exactly.
She's a grown-up. It has to be done about a kid.
Exactly.
You know, it's not fair, but, you know, kids are really the only ones we can call cunt anymore.
Evidently.
Anyway. So there we are, breaking it all down for everybody.
Yep.
And you know what, Matt? We got to play our promos, too, before we get out of here. We had promos made for us.
I know. Let me hit those.
Yeah, we'll do that real quick.
My name is Debbie Daly, and I never listen to the I'm With Stupid show on Blog Talk Radio.
It's Johnny J. Utah from the Bay Area, you guys. My God, we're kicking it old school. We're going to go old school. We're going to do it old school with the boys. I'm With Stupid, man. They're kicking it, and they're keeping it. My name is Johnny J. Utah from the Bay Area, and we're on With Stupid, you betcha. Two stupid guys, two white guys. I'm With Stupid. It's Johnny. It's Johnny J. It's JJ, and we're With Stupid. You betcha. Kicking old school, gentlemen, and have an epic, epic show. I'm With Stupid is live on Blog Talk Radio Network.
Huh? All right. Couple promos made by Debbie Daly and our good friend Mr. Cowpote.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Self-Promotion? Holy cow.
He does tweet that show. Well, God, he's got 72 shows.
Well, he needs to stop.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's got, I don't know how many different shows he's got, but, and of course, you know, he gets on there and he does his, you know, it's Bill Clinton, Yahoo, Bill Clinton. Along with his Johnny J. Utah. And then he got his Barack Obama. It sounds more like Ted Kennedy.
Yes.
Good stuff. So anyway, thanks to Debbie Daly. Did you hear her laugh? Oh, sexy. Sexy laugh.
Oh, God, yes.
And Cowpote. I'm sure Cowpote has a sexy laugh, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
So, all right. So I think we really broke it down pretty good today.
Yeah, we covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, I think we, great analysis. We got a befuddled new sec def. And we got the sequester cuts are going to destroy the world or not. Could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
And we got Seth MacFarlane is a hilarious, brilliant, young, raging, sexist, misogynist.
Yes.
And Quavenzane Wallace is a cunt.
Yeah, she is.
So I think we
She's
got it.
Alphabet soup is what she is.
All right. So there we go. Analysis.
Yes.
The IWS way.
And speaking of IWS, as we're ending up here, you can also see some fashion reviews of the Oscars today by our fashion reporters, Bonnie and Clyde, at iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Yeah, and not only do they have the fashion report there, but you'll notice that that's some pretty impressive satire right there, taking a little swing at the Hollywood community for
yeah.
their fake outrage and bullshit hypocrisy.
Yeah, it's called satire, people. Satire.
Yeah, well. Anyway, you won't get very many comments because people people will be afraid of it. Almost as afraid of you talking about the word cunt yesterday.
And nigger.
Yeah, and your favorite word. You know what the word that begins with N and ends with R and you never want to say it to a black person? Neighbor. Anyway.
I was going to say Niger.
Anyway. Oh, God, we're out of time.
Okay. Well, I'll see you on Saturday at 11 p.m., J-Man.
Damn right.